Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Local, state, and federal law enforcement initiated raids at more than 20 locations across the city of Columbia Tuesday. Most of those warrants were served at convenience stores suspected of running illegal gambling operations. Columbia police say they recovered more than $1.3 million in cash, over 100 pounds of kratom and THCA, which are now banned substances in Tennessee, and 144 gambling machines. According to a release, authorities made 13 arrests, but the investigation is ongoing with more indictments expected. In East Tennessee, visitors traveled to Dolly Parton's theme park the day after her death. WUOT's Jackie Sieber dropped by to talk to guests about the country icon's life and legacy.
Fans from all over the world took photos of Dolly's childhood home.
We love Dolly.
Rode rides. And grabbed freshly made cinnamon bread, a staple at the park. That's where I met Leah Steer, who traveled to Tennessee from Israel. It's been her dream for years to come to Dollywood. When she heard the news about Parton's passing, she felt it was right to celebrate her life at the theme park, a place that has served as a childhood memory for many.
And when we come here, we actually see like all the investment that she put into like this park. And I know that her goal was to like make people happy.
Others like Rhonda Brooks are frequent visitors. She says she will remember Dolly through her charitable spirit, including her initiative in offering free books to children under five.
She provided all three of my grandchildren, my younger grandchildren, with books through Imagination Library. So that's a beautiful legacy that will be carried on.
To pay their respects, visitors shared a moment of silence at the park to reflect on Dolly's life. A version of her famous song, 9 to 5, played in the background. I'm Jackie Sieber, WUOT News.
Officials with Dollywood Parks and Resorts say the park was open to reflect Dolly's attitude of the show must go on. You can hear more reflections on Dolly's legacy at WPLN.org or on social media. This is 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.